This is Pastor Jeff Chavis coming to you from Las Vegas, Nevada, and I can tell you, fall has finally arrived in the southwestern desert. I am pleased to report we're going to be less than 95 degrees finally. I am the pastor of Church Online. We're an online community of faith. You can find us online at churchonline.com, but we spell that C-H-R-C-H, churchonline.com. Again, fall is finally here. I know that's probably not a surprise to most of you, but it is to those of us here in the Southwest. And fall always makes me think of, no, not pumpkin spice or changing leaves, because in the Southwest, we don't have quite the dramatic leaf changing that you see in many parts of the country, but it makes me think of Thanksgiving. I know. Thanksgiving is still 6 weeks away, 7 weeks away, something like that. But I recognize Thanksgiving for a follower of Jesus is not just one day on the calendar. It's not just the day that we make turkey and cranberry sauce and watch football. That Thanksgiving is every day. Thanksgiving is every day. Paul says it, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks. For this is the Lord's will of this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Let me say that again. In everything, give thanks. I mean, that means everything. I thank God that I'm here today on the radio with you, that I have the technology that allows me to connect with you. I give thanks that you're out there listening. I give thanks for my car in the driveway, the tree that is currently shading the window of my office right now. Just give thanks in everything. That's who we are. So let me ask you, let me challenge you. What are you thanking God for? Because if Paul says, this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you, then it sounds to me like that's something we need to be in the business of all the time, thanking God. And I want to give you the great psalm. In fact, this is called the Psalm of Thanksgiving, Psalm number 107, because it begins, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. And just, I'm going to read just the first three verses of Psalm 107. I invite you to read that for yourself, read the whole psalm. But there's a lot of things just in a few verses that we can be thankful for. Again, Psalm 107, 1, 2, and 3. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And gathered out of the lands from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south. Just pause there. That's just three verses. And there's a whole lot in that that we can give be thanks for. It's also interesting when you say it this way, give thanks to the Lord. It is a voluntary, willful act that we do. We give thanks in the same way you give a gift to someone on their birthday or whatever. Giving, it's a willful act that we do, and it's to the Lord. That's the important part of this. So, I don't know what you're going through today. I don't know what challenges and difficulties, and you may be thinking today, now hold on, I'm going through some bad stuff, and I just don't know if I can give thanks. Well, in this little psalm, it's showing us some things that we give thanks to God just because of who he is. It seems like our thankfulness to God grows and deepens as we get to know him, as we see him at work. That's what we get from this psalm. So the first thing it says, for he is good. He is good. Charles Spurgeon said it like this. God is perpetually, superlatively, infinitely good. We are the perpetual partakers of his goodness. And therefore ought, above all, his creatures to magnify his name. So if we feel like we're in a place today where we have nothing to give thanks for, first line, he is good. It's the one thing. And as Charles Spurgeon says it so well, he is so good. So much more than we can understand. Even when we're facing the bad times, we got to say, somehow, he's working this out for his good and his glory. So we just give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. The second part, his mercy endures forever. His mercy, his love endures forever, which means no matter how bad it gets for me, no matter how challenging the times are, His mercy is there and it will not end. How important is that? How significant is that? It means that we hear elsewhere in scripture, he does not change as the shifting shadows. His mercy, his love is always there, which means in my bad times, in my good times, in my sad times, in my happy times, in my sickness times, in my healthy times, his mercy, his love are there always. And there's nothing I could do to change that. The other part, verse 2, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. The fact that he has redeemed us, that is one thing. No matter how bad it gets, we can always hang on to the idea that he has redeemed us. Now, what does that mean? Because when we think of redeemed, we think of, I don't know, like a coupon and you have to redeem it. Well, literally, I mean, that is the word. It means to purchase, to buy back, to reclaim. But it involves somebody in some kind of situation in the scripture where you're redeeming something to free something. In the scripture, it's Jesus Christ on the cross is the redeemer. His blood shed is the thing that pays the price, redeems my life of sin, my background, my past, all that I've done. He has redeemed it. He has purchased it. He has set us free. The other part of that, he has redeemed us from the hand of the enemy and gathered us out of the lands from the east, the west, the north, the south. He rescues, he saves, no matter where we are. It's crying out like the nation of Israel in bondage in the book of Exodus. I'm imagining that's what David is thinking about when he's writing those words. He's gathered us out of the land. For us, we have also been rescued, gathered out of the land. What land? Again, that land of bondage to sin and the sin and slavery to sin. He's freed us. Now, if that's not something to get excited about, if that's not something to give thanks for, then I don't know what is. So today, just pause for a minute. Just think about, the old songs. I'm counting every blessing. What blessings do you have today? Oh, the fact that you're listening right near now, you have ears to hear. You have the ability to hear. That's something to give thanks for. There are people in this world that cannot receive this because they cannot hear it. We think about the fact that maybe we have a roof over our head. Oh, and I know that there are some people in the Southeast, especially, that are, they're challenged today. Their homes have been taken away from them due to not one but two hurricanes. There's all kinds of things happening. But if you today have a roof over your head, maybe it's not your own. Maybe it's somebody else's home. It's fine. You still have something to give thanks for. But the greatest thing, and just dwell, meditate, think on this one today, the greatest thing of all is the goodness of our God, the God whose love endures forever. The one who redeems, pays the price, buys us back, and rescues us.